Let's get to your fantasy report, which is brought to you by Anna John Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. We'll go to the Around Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. Excuse me. And there we will find CBS Sports' Jamie Eisenberg. Good morning, Jamie. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good, good. So we need some explanation on this. So we obviously had the Miami Miracle last week, which thrilled Dolphin fans. How the hell is that scored in fantasy?
Well, it's Ryan Tannehill gets all of the yards.
Okay.
So he gets the touchdown pass, which was 69 yards, right? So he gets all of that for him. The reception goes to Stills. He's the only one that gets a catch. So if you're in PPR leagues, he's the only one that gets that reception. In terms of the yards, everybody gets the yards. So what you'll see in the box score is, for example, Kenyon Drake has one catch for 55 yards. He had a three-yard catch earlier in the game. So that's his reception. But the 52 receiving yards that you'll see is from the lateral to him, and Parker gets the 3 yards on the lateral to him.
That's crazy. What a breakdown of that thing. That's awesome. Like, how much did you have to go in? Like, do you like you know that immediately, or does it take some time breaking that all down for everybody?
No, I had to look it up. You know, we had some question on it. We did it to kick off our show on Monday on CBS Sports HQ, so we broke it down, and so it has been stuck in my head for the last 5 days.
That's awesome. You guys can call in 786-360-0790. Get your questions in for Jamie Eisenberg. You also can text 67974 on the NunezLaw.com text line. Also want to mention right now, if you guys had the sharpshooter of the game last night, yes, there actually was one in the Heat's blowout loss. You can call the contest line 786-534-0790, and you will win yourself a pair of Heat tickets.
Jamie, I'm going to go ahead and get right into it real quick. Big Ben or Cam Newton?
I like Big Ben a lot. You know, home game and what should be a shootout. You guys saw the Patriots defense last week, so I don't think they'll need a Pittsburgh miracle to have 29 or so points for Ben like Tannehill got.
Are you taking a shot on anybody in Baltimore now that Flacco is done? Are you going to be picking their quarterback for his first start, the first-round pick?
No, Lamar Jackson's been playing the last five games, and this will be his fifth start. So he's doing a nice job. Two games with 22 points, two games with under 16, but he gets Tampa Bay at home, so I like the setup for him.
Aaron Rodgers or Dak Prescott?
I'm going to go Dak Prescott. He's actually playing a little bit better and an easier matchup this week against the Colts.
We'll go to our first call. Let's go to Ray. Ray, do you got for Jamie Eisenberg?
Jamie, PPR. If Crowell does not play, do I go McGuire against Houston or Jordan Howard against Green Bay? Thanks, man.
Yeah, in a PPR league, I'm going to go with McGuire. He's been right around three or four catches each week since Bilal Powell went down, and he's come back. And again, like you said, if Crowell is out, it's going to be all the work for him. Trenton Cannon's also banged up, their other running back. So just keep an eye on McGuire. He's dealing with an ankle injury, but I expect him to be fine.
Mark, what do you got for Jamie?
I got a lot of running backs, only three spots. Here are all of my running backs. Eckler, Peterson, Carson, Breida, Wilson Jr., Samuels, and Williams, the guy from KC.
Yeah, so there's a couple guys I don't think are going to play. So I think you go with Carson. You go with Samuels, and then I think you go Williams. You know, the 49ers situation, I think you got to play Williams just to be safe since he's playing tonight. And so that kind of rules out the 49ers guys for me.
Let's go out to Marcos. Marcos, what do you got for Jamie?
Prescott, Winston, or Josh Allen?
I think Prescott's a little bit safer than Josh Allen. Winston's got a tough matchup in Baltimore, so I'd rule him out. But I think you look at the other two guys, and Prescott's a little bit safer than Allen.
Jamie, in a PPR league, Aaron Jones or Josh Gordon?
That's a tough one because Jones has a difficult matchup. But you know what? He had a great game against Minnesota a couple weeks ago. I think he'll be okay against Chicago. You saw Barkley do okay against Chicago a couple weeks ago. So I'm going to stick with Aaron Jones.
Again, you can call 786-360-0790 if you have any questions for Jamie. Somebody texts in, Jamie, is Derrick Henry a must-start? That broke my heart last Thursday with what Derrick Henry, he broke the Jaguars right over his knee. Is that like a sign of things coming when a guy has a monster game like that? Do you feel like he's going to keep it going, or do you feel like he's kind of unloaded the tank after a performance like that?
You know, I think in most cases it'd be the latter, but he only had 17 carries in that game. So he should be rested, and he's facing a Giants defense that has just been awful. Remember, they traded their best run stuffer a few weeks ago in Damon Harrison, Snacks Harrison. So this is a spot where I think Henry can still play well. He's not going to do that, obviously, but he can still be fine.
So, like, this matchup tonight, Chiefs versus Chargers, is kind of the opposite of what everybody thought Jaguars and Titans was going to be. Like, these are two teams that light it up. When you go into tonight's game, what are the things that stand out of guys that may stand out? What are the matchups that you like, and are there any injury concerns for tonight?
There are injury concerns. We got a little bit more clarity on the Chiefs' backfield because Spencer Ware was listed as doubtful, so probably not going to play, which is why you get a lot of questions about Damian Williams, the former Dolphins guy. He could be the primary running back for the Chiefs, which I like the setup for him. And then you have the other backfield in the Chargers where Melvin Gordon could play. We're expecting him to play as of now, but still have to wait until the inactive, and Austin Ekeler is ruled out. So for whatever reason, Gordon is ruled out. That'll put Justin Jackson, their rookie, on the map for tonight's game as well. So those are really the two question marks. But otherwise, I think you're playing the stars. I mean, for the Chargers, it's Rivers, it's Keenan Allen for sure. And then again, if Gordon plays, and then for the Chiefs, you're obviously playing Mahomes. You're playing Tyreek Hill, who's going to be fine with that heel injury, and then Travis Kelce. And then so the ancillary pieces around those guys is kind of, you know, depending on what you need with Mike Williams and Chris Conley. But the stars and then the backfields are what we're looking at.
I don't know what Foles' situation is going into this weekend, but people are asking about Winston as well.
I would play Winston over Foles. Foles looked awful in the two games that he started the season. The reason people are asking is because Carson Wentz is dealing with a back injury, and the reports are they're going to shut him down, so he may not play this week.
Texter writes in, Jamie, I'm in the second round of the playoffs this week. I need help in who I should start alongside Lindsay as my second running back, Kenyon Drake, Sony Michel, Aaron Jones, or Melvin Gordon, PPR league.
So if you get Gordon tonight, I like him better than Jones. It's very close between those guys, but I think the matchup would be better for Gordon. If Gordon is out, then I think he's still playing Aaron Jones.
Let's go out to the call line again. Let's go to Evan. Evan, what do you got for Jamie?
Hey, Jamie, what's going on? I got questions. One, Big Ben or Dak Prescott, and then either Sony Michel, Tevin Coleman, or Kenyon Drake, PPR.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ben. I home game, it's a perfect setup for him. And then PPR, I think you stick with Drake over Coleman. The one thing to keep an eye on with Coleman, though, is Ito Smith, who seems to be taking a little bit more of the lead role in Atlanta, did pop up on the injury report. If for whatever reason Smith is out, then Coleman's the easy choice. But if it comes down to Smith playing and it's between Coleman and Drake, I mean, if Drake's going to make plays for the Dolphins, it's typically going to be in the passing game.
Let's go out to Ray. Ray, what do you got for Jamie?
How you doing, Jamie? I got PPR league, Kenny Stills or Curtis Samuel, and Dak Prescott or Mitch Trubisky.
I'm going to go Trubisky over Prescott. I think Stills is going to be a little bit tough to trust because if I'm looking at it from Minnesota's perspective, that's where Xavier Rhodes is going to go for me. So just based on the way Stills has played, I think Rhodes will follow him around and take their chances with Amendola and Parker. So I think Curtis Samuel, you've seen enough of the last four games that he's played really, really well, and Cam's not throwing the ball down the field because of that shoulder. So the short area targets is where Samuel usually plays. Should be beneficial for him.
Let's go to Rick. Rick, what do you got for Jamie?
Hey, Jamie, it's a standard league. I have Ridley and Humphreys. I'm thinking of sitting those. What's your take on Tim Patrick, the guy Hamilton, Mike Williams, or Tyrell Williams? I need two out of the.
Yeah, I'd probably still stick with Adam Humphreys. The one area where I think Winston will have success is in the middle of the field, and so I think Humphreys will still be fine. If you want to take a chance on, you know, one of the Broncos guys, I would prefer Deshaun Hamilton over Patrick. Now, it is a standard league, but still, if you look at Case Keenum's track record, it's using the slot receivers. It's Minnesota, that was the case, and Emmanuel Sanders before he got hurt. So that's where Hamilton's going to play. So if you want another option over Calvin Ridley, go with Hamilton.
Texter asks, Tom Brady or Andrew Luck?
Like both this week a lot, but, you know, Luck has just been so good when he's been at home. And I know Dallas' defense played well, but Carson Wentz had success against them last week. So I'm going to stick with Luck this week.
Breeze bouncing back. Matt Ryan?
I take Ryan over Breeze. It's just another outdoor game for him. Not a bad matchup. Not very tough from what the Panthers have shown you, but they could also run on the Panthers too. So Ryan, I think, is going to throw against the Cardinals at home.
Let's go to Ricky. Ricky, what do you got for Jamie?
Jamie, how you doing? Good morning, guys. Am I starting Mike Evans against the Baltimore Ravens defense?
Just depends who else you have. I think he's a number two receiver as opposed to, you know, borderline number one guy, which he typically is. Great players make plays, and he's a great player. So if you have another option, you know, I'm not going to get cute and start the Broncos second-tier guys or anybody like that over Evans. But, you know, if you have, somebody on your team that you think is better, then you play him.
Have you been surprised at what Amari Cooper has turned Dallas into? It's been crazy because, you know, this is a guy who is such a question mark in Oakland, what the hell happened to him? And I mean, it's been pretty wild to see the turnaround that they've had with him.
Yeah, I'm sure the people in Las Vegas are excited because things that leave Oakland tend to get better. I think you look at Cooper, if you just look at it from a number standpoint, you know, when he's had 8-plus targets in his career, he's been pretty good. I kind of looked at what Dak Prescott did with Dez Bryant in 2017, even though Dez was bad, but it was pretty much 8 targets per game. And so that's been about what he's been doing. In the games where he's been great, it's over 8 targets. The one game where he struggled, it was under 8 targets. But, yeah, he's been in a better situation, better culture. I would say better quarterback. You know, as much as Derek Carr can play well, Prescott's a little bit safer. So yeah, it's been fun to watch and good to see him fulfilling his talent.
Jared Goff or Lamar Jackson in the standard league?
Jared Goff. I think you just look at the matchup at home against Philly. He's been really good at home.
And finally, Jerry, close us out. What do you got, Jerry?
All right, Jamie, tight end, Ian Thomas or Brake, and one running back spot to fill, Drake, Coleman, Josh Adams, or McGuire?
I'm going to go McGuire. Again, just keep an eye on his ankle situation, but I just think in terms of touches, he'll be the best guy there. With the tight ends, I think, you know, Brate's just a little bit safer given his matchup than Thomas's matchup. Thomas is facing the Saints, and they've been amazing against tight ends. I know they gave up the 2 touchdowns last week, but it could be a little bit tougher for Thomas. So I like Brate just a little bit better.
Thanks for the time, Jamie. Appreciate it, man.
You got it, guys. Take care.